Had a good year. Played a lot of state fairs, and I got a little tip for you. You're feeling down about yourself? Go to a state fair and just look around, boy. I saw people that could be their own dad. And wearing clothes I wouldn't have picked dog mess out of a yard in, to be honest with you. We went to the Iowa State Fair. They had a 6-foot statue of Garth Brooks carved out of butter. Somebody's got a little time on their hands. Where do you realize you got that ability for butter carving? Does it start at the dinner table? Hey, mama, that's a damn fine dog you carved out of the butter bar there. And my question is, why? Why would you do this? Because all they're going to do is just melt it down, then nobody's going to believe you. You'll be at a party somewhere bragging about it. I carved a 6-foot statue of Garth Brooks out of butter. You liar. I sure did. Well, where is it? Well, they melted it down. Poured on that popcorn statue of Alan Jackson. And the stuff they sell at a state fair just blows my mind. There was a guy selling rocks with two eyes and a smile painted on it. Now, how many people you think walked by his booth and went, honey, we ain't got one smiling rock at our house. Another guy was selling blowguns for kids, but they were real blowguns with little metal darts. And I walked up to him, I go, how can you sell these to kids? He looked me right in the eye and he goes, hey, we give them a styrofoam target. Okay. We all know that's the first place the kid's gonna point that blowgun at a styrofoam target. I don't think so, grandma's fat butt. Now they're selling spas at the fair. When did that become an impulse buy? What are you at the fair? Well, we've had a good day at the fair. Kids got their blowguns, and well, we got that case of smiling rocks for the garden. What the hell? Let's get a spa. Have you walked through the spa section of the fair? Man, those people are intense. I was cutting through the spa section. I glanced at this spa. I hear this, hey. So are you looking at that spa? Well, yeah, I looked at it. I'd walked right into it if I hadn't looked at it. Yeah, you can say what you want, but I think you like that spa. What's your name? Now, if they get your name, you're dead. So I go, look, man, I got to go. And he goes, come on. What's your name? I said, my name's Bill. And he goes, you know, when you were walking through here, I said to myself, that boy right there looks like a Bill. Well, Bill, my name's Bob. They call me Giveaway Bob. I'm just giving them away. I said, well, put it in the truck, Bob. Don't even bother draining it. Then we went to the Minnesota State Fair, and I saw this woman, God bless her heart, she must have weighed 1,500 pounds. The weight-guessing guy went, no. You don't want me hollering that number out. And you know what? It wasn't that she was big, because big doesn't bother me. What bothered me is, in one hand, she's got a funnel cake with every condiment known to man on it. Mustard, mayonnaise, dirt from the ground was on this thing. In her mouth, she's holding a burrito like a cigarette. And in her other hand, she's got a roasted ear of corn. I'm looking at her thinking, good Lord. If you look like that, don't go to a fair and eat like that. Because there wasn't one person at that fair thinking, oh, I bet she's just got a thyroid problem. And hanging on to her was this little skinny-ass 80-pound man just begging for scraps. You gonna eat the husk off that corn pumpkin? She's like, shut up, I'll feed you when it's time. Now go get mama some cotton candy.